This is a Medical Minute from the Hot Springs Health Program on WART, the voice of Madison County, North Carolina.
Greetings. This is Dr. Steve Johnson with Hot Springs Health Program. I hope you're having a wonderful day. Today I'd like to discuss the importance of a good self-care program, some wellness tips, and elements of a healthy lifestyle. Why? Because this is so important, the time and energy that we put back into our health. It's an investment. And it's probably something we don't talk about enough in the doctor's offices across America. We're often dealing with acute health issues that arise, illnesses, managing problems, putting out fires. It might seem like a no-brainer, too, that diet and exercise are important. We all know that. But it's a total brainer, completely smart, so important. We need to remind ourselves. The first line of prevention and management of chronic medical conditions starts with lifestyle, behavioral approaches, stress reduction, and self-care. All these things we work on. And this is a positive topic, self-care. That's what it's about, being positive, being good to ourselves and others, putting time and energy, positive attention back into our health. And for us on the medical side, delivering health care, it's sure a pleasure to work with patients that are motivated, that have good self-care practices, who want to get better. Then we're truly a team working together. And on the other side of positive, let's not be too hard on ourselves, right? Sometimes it's the little things we do, the small steps we make. We don't all need to be marathon runners, right? Oh no. The cardiac patient who replaces soft drinks with herbal tea or better yet, water. Let's keep it simple. Keeping it simple is a theme here. We might even save a little money, right? So, number one, let's talk about diet. Keep it simple. The best foods are natural foods, the closest to how they grow out of the ground. Fresh foods out of the garden. Eat locally. I'm amazed at how many people in Madison County have a garden. Wow. And we have such great options for local foods in our region. It seems like every small community has its own local farmers market. That's amazing. We're so lucky. And let's train our palates to like natural foods. This is to replace the processed foods, the stuff that's pre-made in a factory somewhere far away. Most processed foods would taste like cardboard if they weren't beefed up with salt, fake fats, and modified sweeteners. And this stuff can trick the palate, too, and bog down the metabolism. And speaking of metabolism, remember that food is fuel. Calories in and calories out. Keep a good balance here. If we take in more than we eat, it gets stored away, and we get overweight. So that brings us to exercise. Keep moving. We need a variety of movements. Exercise is good for our well-being. It gets our endorphins going and gives us a sense of well-being and better able to cope with stress. Here again, keep it simple. Find something that you enjoy within your abilities. Walking with a friend, riding a bike, hiking, something that gets your heart rate up a bit. I recall a diabetic patient that started riding a stationary bike while watching TV. He was going to watch the news anyways, 30 minutes a day. But what a difference it made, that 30 minutes of exercise, and we were able to reduce some medications. How about that? Not enough can be said for setting aside dedicated exercise time. Even if we feel we have an active lifestyle and are physically active in our jobs and maintaining our homes, when we keep up regular dedicated exercise, it's like a maintenance program for our heart and musculoskeletal system. We actually see more back pain in people with sedentary lifestyles than from activity. Muscles clench down and spasm when they're not used regularly or used improperly, such as fatiguing our core muscles with bad posture, couch potatoing too much. But relaxation is important. This is item number three. Relaxation, decompression, stress reduction. Take a deep breath. We all know about stress. In our society, we should be experts on stress, honorary PhDs of stress. Yet stress does have a positive side. It keeps us alert, keeps us on our toes, keeps us awake when we need to be. But we shouldn't live in the fight-or-flight mode at all times. This taxes our adrenal system, leads to exhaustion, fatigue, and weight gain. So, what things help us cope with stress? How do we find the balance? Perhaps this is a good segue to the next great pillar of health, spirituality. Find that place wherever your orientation is, prayer, meditation, a walk in the woods, going to church. This brings us to something higher, something bigger than ourselves. And finally, community. We all need to be a part of something, staying connected, giving back, sharing with people, keeping a good connection, and having some fun, right? Keeping some humor in it all. It's so important to have enjoyment, to stay motivated and passionate about the things that we enjoy doing the most. So this is all about well-being and being well. So these are perhaps the essential aspects of self-care, the foundations of health holistically. And I think one of the best things I can do as a doctor is to help patients cultivate a good self-care program that works for them. And it needs to be individualized, tailored to each person's abilities, limitations, and health issues, meeting people where they truly are and making small steps. And I believe we're moving toward a healthcare system that integrates medical and wellness approaches, where the best of modern technological medicine is there when you need it, and holistic-oriented modalities are here to help you stay healthy. Truth is, we're actually very lucky here in Madison County to have an excellent variety of healthcare providers scattered in the different offices around the county, including great doctors, mid-level providers, nurses, physical therapists, excellent chiropractors, acupuncturists, behavioral health providers, and counselors. And the goal here is that we all work together as a team, with the patient in the middle steering the ship. That's where we want to be. Well, I hope this has been a positive talk, motivating in some way. Thank you. Be well.
This has been a Medical Minute from the Hot Springs Health Program on WART, the voice of Madison County, North Carolina. To learn more, please go to www.hotspringshealth-nc.org.